This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. Tonight we continue my interview with Dr. Patricia Wirra-Coon. Dr. Wirra-Coon is from the University of Sydney. She's a sexuality educator, researcher and therapist, and is very well known as a sexologist. Last night we started to look at the issue of pornography, and Dr. Wirra-Coon explained why she thinks the proliferation of porn on the net and mobile phones and other technologies is a major concern. This time, we look more specifically at those concerns and the impact porn has on the human brain, especially in the minds of young people as their brains are developing, and how this also impacts relationships. And what do you tell people who are caught up in pornography and are wanting to resist it?
I don't work in the area of porn addiction or sex addiction on a broader scale. However, the fact is to recognize that this is a compulsive behavior. And just like any compulsive behavior, to recognize what cues you to want to use it. So is it boredom? Is it that when you get angry, you feel like using porn? Is it when you're tired? It is recognizing that cue and then actually finding something else that fills that cue or meets that need. Many men masturbate to watching pornography and they get an orgasm. Now, having an orgasm gives you chemical changes in the brain that make you feel good.
It affirms the behavior.
Correct. It affirms the behavior, but it also makes you feel good. So you find some other feel-good activity. So when you feel like watching the porn, find another feel-good activity. It may be having a run around the block, or it may be having a double chocolate sundae. I mean, you may put on a lot of weight, but you may stop watching porn.
It's a much more mainstream thing now than it once was. What would you say about the actual damaging effects? You've said it's damaging. In what way?
I tell people it's a little bit like going on a bushwalk. You know, you're walking along and you see this lovely sight in the distance. And so you sort of beat a track to it. Then you're walking that way. The next time, it gets easier to walk that way. And so it gets easier. So it is with our brain. You get rewired. So next time you're watching porn and then you're watching it again, it just becomes easier. It becomes habitual. After a while, it becomes compulsive. And then it comes into your everyday thinking. So you see a woman and you see a sex object. You see a porn star. You find you can't relate to women other than as sexual objects. If you're a teenager, this is even more dangerous because your brain is still forming these images. So the images of porn stars get fixed in your brain. It's like a snapshot burnt in your brain. So you begin to look at girls as objects rather than relational, wonderful gifts given by God and created by God.
So it becomes a really damaging cycle in terms of the way healthy relationships can develop. What about people who would say that watching porn might spice up a relationship?
In my therapy situation, I tell people that if you need porn to spice up your relationship, that relationship really, really needs fixing. Because watching porn has really got a deleterious effect on a relationship. A couple of things. Firstly, it teaches you that you've got to have this perfect body to have sex. Porn stars are enhanced, both men and women, both breasts, penises, everything. Secondly, it teaches you that you've got to have this super acrobatic sex. And most of us, I mean, especially when you're in your 60s and arthritic, find it really difficult to do the swinging from the chandelier stuff.
I'm struggling to touch my toes already, so trouble.
See? I mean, you understand perfectly. And so there's unrealistic expectations in a relationship. And that is not spice. That is destructive.
I wonder, does the Christian understanding of who we are as people have something to contribute to this discussion?
The Christian understanding is that we were created male and female for a long-term heterosexual relationship. And that relationship should be a monogamous relationship. See, the moment you bring porn into the relationship, you're introducing a lot of people into the relationship. The world tells us that that is good. We call it polyamory. God tells us, and now biology supports it, that one man, one woman, together forever till death separate them is really the best.
Well, that's Dr. Patricia Wira-Kern talking about pornography and its effects. Well, we're not shying away from controversy this week. Next time I ask Patricia Wira-Kern about same-sex relationships. This is, of course, an issue that has split churches. It's currently on the parliament agenda as a big question as debate surrounds things like same-sex marriage and same-sex adoption. And next time, you'll hear Patricia Wira-Kern, a sexologist, a leader in her field, and a practising Christian, on this rather delicate matter. What does Christianity have to say about this issue? And don't forget, if you'd like to see this whole interview on video, go to our website, publicchristianity.org.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.